Now, friends, here in Jeremiah, we have come to a section that is bright indeed, and it is very encouraging. We have seen up to this point nothing in the world but judgment, but here from chapter 30 through 33, we have a contrast to the messages that we've had up to this point. Now, these chapters 30, 31, 32, 33, we have four chapters here now that constitute one song, or as Hengstenberg put it, here you have the triumphal hymn of Israel's salvation. And this was the darkest moment in the history of the nation. Now, as we indicated before, Zedekiah was reigning. He would correspond to Ahab and Jezebel in the northern kingdom, but of course they had long since disappeared and their kingdom had already been taken into captivity. And these were indeed dark days, because outside the walls of Jerusalem was Nebuchadnezzar's army again, and this time he will burn the city and the temple, and the false prophets had been proven false. Hananiah said in 2 years, well, Babylon would be broken, and the vessels of the Lord's house would be returned. Well, that was a false prophecy, because Hananiah's dead, and that was about 7 years before that. Now, here's Nebuchadnezzar. It's certainly past the 2 years, and he's very much alive. He's too much alive for these people. And now, here comes the message of encouragement. Now, we went through chapter 30 last time, and it opens as the day of the Lord opens in all the prophets. It opens with the great tribulation period, and it's called here in chapter 30, verse 7, the time of Jacob's trouble. But he moves from that. You see that they are in great trouble directly and definitely at this time. But now he moves beyond that to the time of Jacob's trouble. But beyond that, there is coming the restoration, and the land will be restored to them, and they'll be brought back into that land. With that kind of a background, let's begin now with chapter 31. And in chapter 31, we have, I've labeled it the I Will chapter. I Will occurs 15 times, and the one who says that is none other than God. God says 15 times, I will. And it's what he's going to do. Now, will you notice, verse 1, chapter 31 of Jeremiah. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I, and that's same as I will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Now, that has not come. That part has not been fulfilled yet. The present return of Israel to that land cannot be interpreted at all as being the fulfillment of it, because they have not returned to God. I'm told, and I have an article that comes from that land, and I don't care to identify the folk that have sent it, because I wouldn't want them to get in trouble, but there's real persecution of Christians that go on in that land today. They talk about, of course, religious freedom. Well, actually, they don't quite have it over there. And it's because of the fact that they have not really returned to the Lord.